Blog Talk Radio.
Chef, and you are joining us on our weekly show. Tune in every week around this time. It's 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays to listen to us live. If you are a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's going to be an interesting show. We're going to be talking about some Facebook stuff, so strap yourself in. It's going to be a pretty interesting ride, I'm hoping. Also, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, my name is Chris Tompkins. I'm the social media chef. I'm also the CEO of Go Media International, which is a social media marketing firm. I came up with this show idea with my producer. We were just kind of kicking around some ideas and, you know, thinking about what are our passions in life. And one of my passions is obviously social media marketing, and the other one was gourmet cooking. So I thought, what the heck, let's put them together and create a weekly show where we can really help people out, build a business, and maybe make a good bouillabaisse once in a while. So if you'd like to learn more about our show, listen to archives, go to iTunes, and you just go to the iTunes store, pop in the Social Media Chef, and you'll see our logo with the green swirl, pop right up, subscribe, you can listen to it, your iPod, your iPad, your whatever. Also, you can find us online at Social Media Chef Online. That's socialmediachefonline.com. There you'll find all of our recent articles. We have a lot of free downloads as well, and some videos and audio and just a whole bunch of stuff that I think you would really, really enjoy. So if you have a question, please feel free to tweet me at ChrisGoMedia. That's ChrisGoMedia. Also, if you would like to be a guest, make sure that you reach out to us. Tweet me at ChrisGoMedia or just shoot me an email at info@servedfreshmedia.com. Okay, lots of business there. Now, let's go into the actual interesting part of the show where I'm not just consistently plugging something. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we want to talk about today. Something amazing happened this week, which I do want to share with you. I officially bought an iPad 2. I did it. I had the first one. Wasn't too crazy about it. I thought it was amazing, you know, all the things that you've heard. But I don't know. I just didn't have the functionality that I really wanted. Because one of the things that we do, for example, we're going to be going to the Book Expo America in New York City at the end of May. And we generally look for guests and such at those and at those kind of exhibitions. And we also like to get some video. Well, I thought that the first iPad was going to be my solution. Well, it wasn't. The new one is. It has voice. It has video. It has everything. We could do all of our editing in real time on the pad, which is awesome. So I'm kind of just telling you this to tease the content that we're going to be having at the end of May during the three-day exhibition of Book Expo America. So hopefully we can get some really exclusive interviews with some of the hottest authors of the fall season. Because if you're not familiar with Book Expo America, it's one of those, it's an annual conference for media, for booksellers, for promotion, whatever. It's people that have books that are going to be promoting coming out. So there's lots of celebrities and there's lots of different experts around, and it's a really, really fun event. So We're looking forward to that. We're bringing the team. The social media team is getting on a plane, and we are going to be doing some live coverage. So we'll tell you more about that later on, but just wanted to let you know we're going to be doing that. Now, Facebook is what we're talking about today. Ugh, I know. I felt like I've been talking about Facebook a lot lately, and it's because it's popular. What can I say? I mean, at the moment, it is in front as the leader in terms of how many people are engaging with it and using it for their business or even for personal reasons, which, yeah, business people do too. So what I wanted to do today was there's so much hype around Facebook, okay? And I think what happens is people get turned off by hype. Now, I do. I totally get turned off by hype. If I hear something, this is going to be the greatest, this is going to be the greatest, this is going to be the greatest, it tends to not be the greatest. I don't know if you're experiencing anything different. A prime example is my story with my iPad. The first one, everyone was like, that's the most awesomest thing ever. Well, it didn't fit my needs. Well, now the new one does, and everyone's a happy camper, especially Apple, because they got another check from me. But it's, you know, you have to really understand what Facebook is as a powerful site. So I found some awesome figures that I really want to share with you from some different magazines that I've gathered them from Facebook itself. And I just wanted to go through these statistics because I think that they would really help you understand exactly what the hell is going on with Facebook and the value that you will have if you use it to market your business. So, okay, the first figure is the best one ever, right? It's going to be the biggest. Facebook has 610,736,920 member profiles. That is more member profiles than any other site that's out there. That's, I mean, I would venture to guess it's probably way, way, way ahead by quite a few percentage points than the next follower, which would probably be Twitter or LinkedIn. Based on page views and users, Facebook is the number two site in the United States, only behind Google, and it's ahead of YouTube and Yahoo. So in the United States now, I'm not saying worldwide, but from the trend analysis that I've seen when we were over covering the conference in Brussels and London, the amount, and even, I mean, I can even tell with my friends because, you know, I lived in London for quite a few years, and I have a lot of friends that I try to keep in touch with. Well, for the last 2 years, I've seen a drastic change in how many people are actually active on Facebook. Because they'll have the profile, you know, and then just don't use it because none of their friends do. Well, I've seen a really drastic shift. So I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook starts shooting up, of course, in England and Europe, over the next coming year. So it might even be, you know, number two or number one in those countries. But, I mean, come on, it's beating YouTube and Yahoo, and YouTube is massive. So, but let's go. I think the funny thing that I forgot to tell you, the 610 million people, right, the profiles, that's one for every 11 people on the planet, okay? So, that's, isn't that amazing? So, basically, if you are in a group of 22 people, at least two people in that group have Facebook profiles, and then you can just scale that upwards. But that is pretty impressive. You know, when you go into a networking meeting or at one of those cocktail parties or whatever, some sort of business deal that you have to do. You go to that, and there's 200 people there. Well, if you do the math, you can find the percentage of people that will actually be on Facebook. And it's just an interesting way of looking at it because it's not just because it's so cool and Mark Zuckerberg is such a brilliant guy. While those things are true, it's more. It's really, really robust. Now, next up, each month, the average user creates 90 pieces of content. 90 pieces of content, okay? Unbelievable. And spends 6 hours, 2 minutes, and 59 seconds on the site. Holy crap. That's a lot of time. Now, are these people losers? No, these people are not. They were talking about the average user. So if you, right now, you're listening to me, you probably spend, or you're an average user, 6 hours on the site a month. Which, if you think about it, makes sense. It's 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there, blah, 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 blah. You know, obviously, with me, I'm on there probably quadruple that because, you know, we do Facebook campaigns for our clients. But that aside, I mean, that's a lot of time. And 90 pieces of content, holy geez. I mean, we're not talking just a status update. That they're including photos and video and link sharing and games and pick, yeah, just so much stuff. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of content for one person to create in a month. I would venture to guess there's many people out there that have Facebook accounts that don't even send 90 emails a month. So just think about that. It's a lot of activity, and those people are really engaging, okay? And that's the average user. Now, this is awesome. Okay, this is like more numbers. Your head's going to explode on this one, so just get ready, okay? Every 60 seconds on Facebook, users send 230,000 messages. This is every minute. 230,000 messages. Update 95,000 statuses. Write 80,000 wall posts. Tag 65,000 photos. Share 50,000 links, and affirm or disparage them all with 500,000 comments. How unbelievable is that number? That's every second all of that activity is happening. Now, obviously, if you have 610 million users or profiles, it is justifiable, but that's a lot of stuff. And of that, you could be in that mix. Doing that for your business, getting out there, putting those comments, getting in front of all of these people. I mean, it's a very valuable market, you know? And people have to log in, so they're already opting in to using the site. So, it's such a powerful business tool. And really, I just want everyone to understand, the reason why I want to talk about this, I'm giving you all these numbers stuff today on the social media, Chef. Join us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The reason why I'm telling you that is I just really think people get wrapped up in the hype, and that's what I don't want you to – hype is hype. Push hype away and look at facts. These are numbers. These are not made up. These are done through research. You know, these are real, great, quality information that can really sway you in terms of how powerful this site actually is. Now, I'm going to stop the numbers for a second to give your brain a rest, but also – to say that, you know, don't think 600, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, 610 million, that's going to be how many people are going to be interacting with me. No, you have a piece of the Facebook pie. Everybody has their opportunity to grab a piece of that pie. So you find your niche, you find your group, you find your target, and you go for it. You know what I mean? For example, me, I'm on there. I have my little piece of real estate, and I have my friends that I like to talk to, and we share marketing ideas, and it's great. And cooking recipes on the social media chef page. If you guys are on Facebook, you should check it out. I share stuff all the time. It's facebook.com/socialmediachefchris, and Chris is Chris, obviously. Don't think about it like these numbers. Oh God, yeah, great. These are really high numbers. That's why I'm going to jump in. I'm going to get all access. Right, Chris? That sounds perfect. Yeah, let me do that right now. No, think about it as in terms of a percentage. I mean, even if you can grab 1% of that market, that's pretty damn good. So think about it. I just want people to make more informed decisions with Facebook. I don't want people just because it's cool to jump in and just because it's so cool to shun it and reject it. I mean, I could do the same thing for Twitter because Twitter is another one that really splits opinion, but that's another show and that's a big topic. So, sorry, guys and gals, we're going to have to hold off on that one. But let's go back to some more numbers, okay? How about 65% of surveyed teens admit to being quote unquote friends with their parents? Though, this is a though here, 16% said it was a precondition for joining the site, right? Love that. Because it's so true. And ethically, I think it's a good idea as well. And more than 38% of teens have ignored a friend request from mom or dad. I love that. So mom and dad out there, 38% of your teens are ignoring your friend requests. They know you're sending them. They just don't want to connect with you. I mean, that brings up a whole other issue with kids being on Facebook. And I mean, I'm not real crazy about that personally. I have some really strong feelings against that. I don't think that if you're in grade school, you didn't even reach high school, you should have a Facebook profile. I mean, it's ridiculous. You don't need to be doing that. You need to be going outside and playing and interacting. But I'll get on that soapbox maybe another day, guys. So we'll move on. Analysts estimate that Facebook pulled in $1.86 billion in advertising in 2010, and it's expected to grow 118% this year to $4 billion. Oh, my goodness, that's a lot of money for advertising. And this is where Facebook's kind of moving in a little bit with Google. And, you know, with Google AdWords, and because that's a lot of how Google makes their money. And Facebook is kind of doing their own version of that model. So now Facebook's moving into that. Facebook advertising, do I think it's good? Yes. But just like Google advertising and pay-per-click, you have to be really, really careful about fine-tuning your message, getting it right, yada, 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 a different conversation for another day. But it's worth looking into for sure. I think, what magazine was it? I think in the recent North American edition of Fast Company, I think it's this month's edition, they have a free voucher for Facebook advertising. So I would check that out because it's $50. You know, it's not going to bring down the house. But it's a really great way to kind of dip your toe in the pond and see what it looks like and how to set it up. And, I mean, it's super easy to set up. But anyway, check that out. I think it's Fast Company. Now, Americans make up 24% of the total users on Facebook. Okay, that's kind of weird. But listen to this. This is the whole stat. 24% of Americans make up users, followed by Indonesians, which is 6%, Brits, 5%, and 4% for Turkish. So we're making up, in America here, 24% of the overall pie. But I think this one's really surprising, especially for companies such as mine that are global, and we're really looking for global business. I think it's really interesting that I thought, you know, before I read this, I thought that it was a bigger stake in America because I was I was talking to some clients and they were really, some of my clients that I have in, you know, Switzerland and such, and they're like, well, you know, it's all American, and it's a lot of Americans, and I knew that there was a nice shift, but I didn't know that it was only 24%. It's only a quarter, and it's like the number two site in America. So I'm just saying, there's a lot of people all over the world using the site. You can go on Facebook and find out the exact breakdowns. I didn't do it before this show, but you can find it out. And it's staggering, the amount of people. And we're talking millions all over. So Americans are number one, but they're close behind, they're closely followed behind, well, about 20 percentage points lower by Indonesia and England. Now, well, Facebook takes a 30% cut of all revenue generated through its virtual currency, which is called Facebook credits. And Facebook credits are used in games and that sort of thing. So they're taking 30% cut of that, and the rest goes to, obviously, the developer, which is another great way to make some money if anybody's out there thinking about developing some stuff, developing some applications, some games. There is money in it. Just ask the person who did Angry Birds. I mean, I think everybody and their mother's playing that. Actually, I think my mother is playing that. she really, really enjoyed it last time she was here. It's the only thing I got her on the iPad, but she really did enjoy that. Virtual goods for sale on the site make up an estimated $835 million. That's pretty good. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of sales. And something else, that aside, I mean, like, whoop-de-doo. But what was great about Facebook is that they have great applications that you can plug into your page that are almost like shopping carts, and you can actually buy things directly from your Facebook page for your business. I mean, I don't do it because we have services, so services are kind of tough to, you know, you have to have a chat before you purchase a Surface. But with people that have ebooks, or if you're a professional speaker and you have consultations, or you have keynote speeches that you wanted to sell, or whatever, I mean, there's a really great number of applications out there that will help. And brand new, Facebook is going to start doing coupons. They launched this over the last couple of days, and it's looking very Groupon-like, but this is a great opportunity for places, not even, I mean, of course, service-based companies such as mine, or Bob's Chicken Hut down the corner. That would be a great person to, you know, restaurants engaging with that, or hairstylists, or plumbers, or anybody, really. You know, it's a great way to build up more customer loyalty, to also reach a larger market. So I would definitely check it out if you guys haven't yet. It just launched, so it's brand new. But you'll be able to find the information on Facebook or outside of Facebook through Mashable.com, and they'll walk you through how to get it all together. But definitely jump in. I think it's a good idea. This is great. I love this. The brands with the most fans on Facebook. The brands with the most fans on Facebook, who do you think it would be, right? Obviously, it's Coca-Cola with 21.6 million fans. That's amazing. That number's so high. Starbucks at 19 million follows them in second place. Then we got Oreo with 16.2, which I thought was hilarious that Oreo beat Disney at 15.6 and Red Bull at 14.7. So the brands with the largest Facebook presence are caffeine, sugar, saccharin, which would be Disney, and more caffeine. So great. It's a very caffeinated brand out there. But, you know, when it comes to fans on Facebook, this is something else I just wanted to, like, let you guys know. If you have 100,000, and, for example, these numbers are ridiculous. These millions of fans, those numbers are amazingly high. And you know why? Because these people, number one, have money, a lot of money to put into promotion, and they have a lot of products that are readily available and highly visible with the Facebook handle on, so they can just, you know, remember it and go on Facebook, or they're doing advertising to them. And there's a million different things that they're doing to get these. These are not numbers that are necessarily attainable for a small for a plumber that's in Wichita. So you have to be really realistic about how many people you're going to have engaged with your brand. I like to have a good number of people. For example, I think on Facebook, my brand has like 1,000-ish, you know, 1,000 to 1,1200, something like that. And you know what? It's perfect. You know, it's growing at a good rate. Everyone's really engages with the content, and it's good. And that's, you know, with the campaigns that we do at Go Media for clients, it's kind of the same thing. You know, we grow them. We grow quality connections to them, to their profiles. We don't want to just go and buy, because, by the way, you can buy them. You can buy likes to your page. But I don't want to have a whole bunch of people that aren't interested in me and kind of like my page by accident. And it's just so tacky. So I always say that, you know, numbers are never the sole focus of a return on investment with social media, because you can have 3,000 followers on Twitter, 20,000 likes on your fan page, and 15,000 contacts on LinkedIn, and no one could be listening to you. So you have to build relationships with these people, which does take time. There's no instant fix for this. You can't create a social media phenomenon like Dell did with their discounts. It doesn't happen every day. It really, really doesn't. And I hate being so realistic sometimes, because I feel like I should be a bit more hopeful in the messages that I share with you guys. But I just have to be honest. Social media marketing is a wonderful thing, but it's not the be-all and end-all of your marketing plan. It's a crucial element. It's the oil that makes the wheels and the cogs go. And go faster, too, because it really pumps it up. But when you're looking at sites like Facebook, that every time you turn around, it's like Facebook this and Facebook that. It's like, God, enough already. You know, what do I do? How do I make this happen? how do you do it and how do you make Facebook marketing happen? You see right now, from what the stats that I've been sharing with you, that these are really, it's a really, let's say, highly populated and high level of engagement as well. So, and the huge brands are there. So there's the credibility of big brands being associated with it. Also, the high number of people that are actually online with the user profiles. And in addition to how much they're using it, I mean, come on, 90 pieces of content per month, and these people are on the site for 6 hours? I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, what your thought process next is, okay, how can we put this into, how can we bring this into our brand, and how can we get involved? Well, you have to come up with a strategy. You have to look at that site, and you have to think to yourself, okay, well, I'm going to start marketing on Facebook. How do I do this? How do I make this happen? And I'm telling you, that's the hardest step. Everything after that is much easier. It's like a down, it's downhill from there. You're not coasting, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you know, you really have to think about how you're going to execute this campaign and how you're going to connect it with all of the other aspects of your marketing plan. You know, social media is something that is really, really helpful. And Facebook is unbelievably helpful. I mean, I've gotten, I would say, me and clients of ours, you know, we get leads. We get business. We get speaking engagements. We get offers for partnerships. We've gotten referrals. We've got, you know, you get a lot of different things from building these relationships. And is it because you're building it on Facebook? Well, a little bit. It's mostly because you're interacting with people and you're networking. Because you know how you are when you pick up the phone and you start talking to people and you network and you call them, and the results that you get. Well, you can do the same thing with some of the pre-sales, I guess you can call it, on Facebook. And, you know, obviously Twitter and LinkedIn, but we're focused on Facebook today. You know, it's a great tool. So you just have to get on there and engage people. It's not something like, I have to do 3 posts today, and then I'm going to get $100 worth of business. No, forget that kind of thinking. That's ridiculous. You have to build relationships, and you have to come up with a strategy that you can carry on a consistent basis. That way, you can reap all the benefits of the site because, I mean, essentially, they're the same sort of results that you get if you were building a relationship offline. It's not like, well, let's get down to brass tacks here. Say someone wants to work with you as a strategic partner. So they want to come in and sell your service and you sell theirs or whatever. You don't close the deal on that first call. You know, you have to, or the first meeting, you have to do multiple calls and multiple meetings and multiple face-to-face and education exchange and negotiation. It takes a while. And then once that's in place, everything rolls out perfectly. Well, 9 times out of 10, right? There's always the room for error. But it's the same thing on marketing on Facebook. You don't just find someone and go, do business with me. You know, it takes time. You have to compliment them. You have to, you know, give them a stroke. You have to give them information that they're going to enjoy engaging with. You have to kind of feed them. And that's how it will work. So, if you really do, like the numbers that we went through today on the show, if they really did kind of spur you on to like, yeah, I really want to get in there and start trying it out, just think that you can't just jump on the site and make everything happen instantly. It just takes a little bit of time. I mean, you can outsource it. You can keep it in-house. I don't care what you do. All you have to do is make sure that you're spending enough time thinking about how you're going to do it. And you don't just jump in because you'll waste your time. You could also risk hurting your brand. Anyway, enough. Thanks, guys, for joining me on our show today. Again, you can find all of this information on socialmediachefonline.com. That's socialmediachefonline.com. Join us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Social Media Chef. And if you're on Facebook, make sure to find me at @SocialMediaChefChris. Next week's show is going to be a doozy, so make sure that you check it out. Have a great week, and we will see you next Wednesday.